Okay. Now, we have a very important Rashba, and let us just try to summarize Nishba Levatel, Nishba Levatel, the Ramban has one klal. And that klal is a very simple klal. Nishba that Chefze Shemayim Amufke from Shvuah. The Kayim Ulevatel. Nishba Shelo Ochal Nevelos HaTreifas. It's not because of Ein Yisachal Alisa. No. It's because of Chafse Shemayim. It's Mufka. Shua Basuka Leil Sukkah. Usha Ochal Matzah. It's also Chafse Shemayim. Chafse Shemayim is Mufka from the entire parsha of Bal Yachal and Mufka from Korban and Malkus and everything. That's the Ramban. Now that is, if so, l'chora, we'll see if this is true. If you come to Nishba on Mitzvahs Rishus, Nishba on Mitzvahs Rishus, then has nothing to do. That's also Chafse Shemayim. The different mitzvahs that are Rishus. For instance, taking a lulav is a chiyuv deraisa. To make the egged of a lulav is a lachatchila. We don't pass in like Rehuda. A person takes a shvua that he will not take an egged lulav, will only take the lulav each min separately. He's not mechuyuv to take the egged lulav. On the other hand, if he does it, it's a reshus, it's an extra mitzvah. It's an extra mitzvah. L'chora doing, that's a mitzvah reshus, it's a chepse shemayim. L'chora. So therefore, anything I talk about a mitzvah reshus, it's chepse shemayim. A lot of mitzvah reshus. Now, if we take a look in the Rishonim, Daf Chesamad Aleph, in the Dorim, there they talk about Mitzvahs Rishus. And the Rashba talks about it there. But let's see. There is an important machlokas between L'chora, between the Rashba, between the Rashba and different Rishonim, what is Mitzvah Tzedakah? If you take a look at the Rambam, give me Rambam Zroyim. Okay. Zroyim, love. So here the Rashba is very, very clear. Then Nishba, and what's he talking about? Nishba Lekayim or Nishba Levata? Let's just define what he says. He says, I will give 10,000 shekel to the next person who walks in here asking for money. Okay? I have no chiyuv to give him 10,000 shekel. L'chora. So, but if I do give him and he taka needs it, so then it is a mitzvah tzedakah. Is that l'kayim or shus? And because of lavahen, you flip it around. If I would say lo, Uvilavato. You know, Rashba certainly is working with Labahen continually. So we flip it around. So he says, as a mitzvah shus, it's not levato. Is it true as a Rashba? Well, Shuvah Sarajba says, someone took a shua, I will not marry anybody in the next 3 months. He says, you're not mevatel rishus. Would you do it now? Yes, but you're just being docha rishus. Being docha rishus is not a mevatel rishus. Rajba is very, very clear about that. There is a Shuvah Sarivosh. Two different examples. A man died without children, so there's a mitzvah yibum, mitzvah chlitza. One brother took a shua, I will not be miyabim or I will not be choletz. Zahu. Now, you have to do one of the two, but let's say he would have taken only a shua, I will not be miyabim. Says the mitzvah for sure, says not levatel, it's a mitzvah. The many, because he has another option. L'chadchile, he should be miyabim, but he can be mekayim the mitzvah, also by chlitza. That says delaying a mitzvah and saying the mitzvah will never be mekuyim. Okay, this is where the Rashba is coming from. Does the Rashba, when Rashba comes to Tztoka, the Rashba is very, very clear about what is my mitzvah tzedakah. What is my chiyuv in tzedakah? Not the mitzvah tzedakah. My chiyuv in tzedakah is what? To give a person what he needs now. It gives a person his immediate needs. Gave an example. Certainly there's a mitzvah tzedakah. If a person, let's say, it's a very big shaila today, with various kupot tzedakah, because you have people who lost their businesses completely now during Corona. You lose your business completely during Corona. So the various communal tzedakahs, they collected money for tzedakah, and they mechuyev to help the person reestablish his business. What are the chiyuvim? And a chanam, if you do it, it's a mitzvah tzedakah. Certainly it's a mitzvah tzedakah. It's a mitzvah tzedakah. Help him be back on his feet. The Rambam says that's one of the highest mitzvahs. But the Rashba says, no, the chiyuv is what? His immediate needs. That's what your chiyuv is. Anything beyond that is a rishus, doesn't come on nishba l'kayim, nishba l'vata. Let's take a look in the Gemara Baba Basra here. There's Baba Basra. What? Yes. What does the Gemara Baba Basra say? Now, the Rosh in our Sugya says something very different. The Rosh says, "My chiyuv is a yochid." Is what? My chiyuv is a yochid. I have a certain budget for tzedakah. Let's say my tzedakah budget this year is 10,000 shekel. First person to come to me, that's whatever, how I cheshbon, what that is. Let's assume he's talking about meiser. The whole other issue is meiser chiyuv and meiser is not a chiyuv. Beyond that is a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev. So but also the Rosh is of the opinion that I'm not, that mitzvah reshus. Where is the machlokas between them? The Rosh says, does not limit himself to immediate needs. He says, whatever it's stock I give. And he says something else. It's a very interesting sheet in the Rosh. If there are a line of people lined up, 20 people lined up at the door waiting for tzedakah, do I have to spread it out among all of them? Or the first person comes, I can exhaust my tzedakah budget on him. The Rambam is very clear in Perashat Mishnayos. Hakol fi rov hamaisim. Rambam says, let's say I have an option. I have a $10,000 tzedakah budget. Making a big knack, giving one guy $10,000, or giving $10 to 1,000 people. What should you do? Rambam says, $10 to 1,000 people. He says, why? Rambam says, because every time you give tzedakah, you break part of your Yetzer Hara that doesn't want to give away money. If you break that Yetzer Hara 1,000 times, you've broken yourself, you've changed your midas more. It's not else mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah could be either. Adinei midas tavos, it's better to do it that way, says the Rambam. The Rosh is very clear, and the Rashi is very clear. Where are they coming from? Coming from a Gemara. Gemara says like this. And I'll be a little marshy because people asked me yesterday after. Amma Rav Huna, bokim lemazonos, vein bokim lixus. In bo'oni v'amma parnasuni, bokim shelo yehe ramai. If someone comes for tzedakah, you're allowed to check whether he is a ramai or not. That's not a shaila. You don't necessarily have to give to everybody. And Bokin looks to his Bo'orum, but if you see his clothes are all tattered, and you see he needs a new suit of clothes, you see the need right in front of him, you don't check whether he just put that costume on to get your money or not. That means if you see a need, you don't have to check whether he's an actor or not. So, Iboy same a kroy, boy same a svar, Iboy same a svar, hai kamavazi, hai lo kamavazi. The moment a person is vaza himself, that he'll walk around in totally torn situation, that's a raya he really needs. You want to say, pros l'roev lachmecho, b'shin, pros, so hada k'siv havle, hosam k'siv kitzira yairom, you see some without clothes, kisi, so cover them up. Kitzira l'alt, rev yudom, bokim l'ksus, v'en bokim l'mazonas. No, just the opposite. If he says, I don't have food to eat, you have to give him right away. Ksus, you can check it out. Why? If he doesn't have food to eat and he's starving, so make sure he has food, because that's an immediate need. It's a very immediate need. He's hungry. And clothes. So okay, you check him out. You give him a suit of clothes in 2-3 days. It's not an immediate need. How do we paskin on that? Gimel. The Rambam says, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, Ezraim, What? Under the Gemara. Zayin halacha vav. Rambam writes, "Ani shein makirin also. You don't know. V'amar ro'e vani. Doesn't say I need money for food. He says I'm hungry. Hachiluni, give me food. Then someone who's talking about an immediate need that he has. Ein bo kinachrav shem aramayu. Find us all miyad. Hayu orum v'amar kisuni bo kinachrav shem aramayu. V'im hayu makirin also. If I recognize mechasol l'fi chvado." Miyad, if you recognize him, you're not allowed to him to continue in his state of bezayim, because there are two things. There is a very interesting shultus. Shultus says, what is the marker for mitzvah tzedakah? It says, v'yikhuli truma. Why does he say that? There's a pasuk, the pasuk tivchas yotchon yecha avyoncha be'artzecha. Yichli Truma is giving money to the Mishkan. Take a look. He says they're two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of money. It's the mitzvah of money, pure money. It's another mitzvah to feel the person's tzar and problem. Pasoach tiftach es yodcha, meaning open yourself, open your neshama up to the person who's in a tzar and see what he's going through. Now, he says, Lufi Chvodo. That means, let's say, he says, the mitzvah is a mitzvah stalker, and he's talking, L'chora, L'chora, but a yachid. The yachid has to get him a suit of clothes according to what this man is used to wearing. The oni hamachazel l'psachim, an oni who goes door to door, ain't niskokin lo l'matonu meruba, avonosin lo matonu mewetzes. You don't have to give him a big thing, you give him a small thing. The also l'hachzus ha'oni sheshoal reikum, afilu atonosin l'grog resachas. And you can't turn him down completely, even one date. Okay. That Rambam is very, very clear that the chiyuv and the yochid to give what the person needs. Okay. And the halacha matana mewetes applies to everybody. But he doesn't say that he never says that you have to empty out your bank account for the person. Matana mewetes is for only an oni achoz al apsochem. That's all. If someone individual comes to you, I have an individual need. So then, and he's not chos al apsochem, then you have to take care of him until, for whatever he's lacking, whatever he needs. That's how the Rambam describes him. That, the chora, is not what the Rashba says. This is the chora, what the Rambam is saying. Tanya, im hoyde oni ma macht zal absochem in dis kokenlo. Om le in dis kokenlo maton a maruba, am dis kokenlo maton a muatas. Ravatsi lo olo ma gimo odomat, ma lo se shlishes ha shekel bashona. What does that mean? That even if a person is a recipient of tzedakah, but still out of his stocky income, and he lives totally on stock, is the minimum amount that he has to give every year at stock. Okay, now. If you take a look here in the Rosh, I'm not sure the Rosh says, I don't think the Rosh says anything here. Let me close the Gemara. Tonan Hosam and Paulson La Oy over me Markham La Markham, Mikika Bapunyan, in Oni who goes travels from city to city, gets a certain amount of minimum food, and if he needs a place to sleep, you have to give him a place to sleep. Either you give him a place to sleep or you give him enough money to be able to sleep. And that is the Gemara the Rashba quotes. Doesn't say that if the person goes from place to place, I have to get, what does it mean? I need a place to sleep. Well, if I'm going from place to place, I need a place to sleep. You know, what about all my other expenses? He says, that has immediate need. No, it was a place to sleep. Famous story of the Beis Halevi. Someone came to the Beis Halevi with a question. Can you be yotze dalet kotzos with milk? Leil Pesach. So Beis Halevi went into the other room, spoke to his wife, and says, we have to give him enough money for all of Yontif. Wife said, he's just talking about dalet kotzos, we'll give him enough money for wine. He says, no. So Beis Halevi made a cheshbon. If he wants to drink dalet kotzos from milk, that means he's not planning on having any meat at the Suda. That means he doesn't have money for chicken either. He just was asking me to the middle. If he didn't have money, he didn't have money. That means he doesn't have money, he doesn't have money for his food. He doesn't have money for Yontif, we have to take care of his Yontif. That means, see the person, see what, so what is the story saying about the Netziv? See the total package. See the total package. See the total package. What is this person's total need? And there, what is he talking about? And this we'll see. He's talking about from a kupishol stalker, though. There, what Beis Halevi wasn't giving from his own thing. He was responsible for the most chitim of the city. And then the most chitim of the city, this person came to him. He says, no, I'm taking care of your entire yontif. It wasn't, it didn't mean he took out from his own pocket that amount. Took out from a kupashel stock. Okay, now, the Rashba learns from this Gemara, apparently, slightly different than the Rosh learns. He's talking about a specific case that this is an oni hachozer al apsochem, but he's not only an oni hachozer al apsochem in. Friends, I gave the example. I have a certain fellow, he has his root in Har Nof. He has his root in Har Nof. And he shows up on a regular thing to my house at a certain time. He has his root. So, according to the Rambam, Matana Muetis means everyone gives him an individual amount. Individual amount. On the other hand, if you take a look in the Tor Besia, and here, so this oni is over me, makom l'makom. How much money do you give him? They're two separate things. Since he's over makom l'makom, he doesn't have a place to, he doesn't have where to get his food from, and he doesn't have a place to sleep. So you have to make care his immediate needs are taking care of his food, and where he has a place to sleep. That's, but it doesn't say that's the limit of my tzedak. The Rashba learns, no, the limit of my tzedak is the person's immediate needs, and that's it. That's not necessarily mukha from the Gemara. The Rashba learns that out of the Gemara. The Rosh apparently when he quotes it, he quotes over. It's Tafka, we're talking about her over mimakom lamakom. That means the person who is going around. Remember, we live in big cities. They lived in a city. There was one city here of 30 people, another here of a city of 40 people, another here of 50 people, and there were small little towns. So a person to get stuck would have to go from place to place and place to place to put together something. According to the Rosh, that's all the Gemara is talking about. When he's going from place to place, oni chozo psochem, it's matonim uetis. But besides matonim uetis, he needs a place to sleep. He needs food to eat. That's besides the general mitzvah stucco. And that is an immediate, very immediate need that he has. It's not limiting it to immediate needs. The Rashba says, no, from here you learn that it's limited to immediate needs. Now, we take a look in Hilchot Stoker. The Torah says, Uba'oni ha-machazal ha-psochim kozav ha-rambam. Einostim lo matona merubel matona muetis. Okay. Veloshen Adoni Ovi Harosh Zal, Einostin Lomen Hakupa Matonu Merubel Matonu Muetis. Mashmed Agabet Stoker call ye. No, he says. If you're going around, for instance, this gentleman who comes around has his heart no fruit. I give him Matonu Muetis. It's one aloha. That's what the Rambam says. The Rosh says, no, if he comes, besides his regular route, he comes to the Tom Cheshabbos of the neighborhood. Tom Cheshabbos in the neighborhood, to a person who's going from door to door, only gives him matana muetas. They don't have to give him everything. That's not against what the story of the Beis Halevi. The story of the Beis Halevi, he came, he was too embarrassed to ask for anything. So he's coming, he's not an onir chozo apsochim, he's too embarrassed to ask for anything. But if in addition to going door to door, you come to the kupat stoker, the Rosh says, then the kupat stoker only gives you the same thing everybody else gives you, matana muetis, yes. What?
If it's random balabas, how much does he have to give?
That means, I'll give you an example. We have in our neighborhood, the Tom Cheshabbos of Harnof. Okay. What is their goal? They collect money so that every Jew in the neighborhood has a full Shabbos. Well, he has money, he doesn't have money. So that Cooper gives person a full Shabbos. Means a regular, normal Shabbos. That's their goal. There's a general Cooper Stoker in every shul. So if a person isn't going door to door, so they have to see what his needs are. So a member of the tzibur, and that's what the Rambam says, a member of the tzibur has to give him his needs. So, well, that is not, so now take a look at our rush, okay? Take the Rosh that the Torah quotes and combine it with our Rosh. Our Rosh, it's not clear from our Rosh. Matan Muetas doesn't apply here. Doesn't mean if I know he's going to 20 places that I have to give him 1/20. Let's just say he comes to me. Right. If he comes to me directly, I have to give him a pastor to the Rosh. If he just comes to me directly, I have a friend of mine. Says, you know what? My business just declared bankruptcy. My bank account is wiped out. I don't have anything. The Rosh is very clear. I have my stocker budget, exhausted stocker budget on. First come, first serve. First come, first serve. And only hachozer al apsochem, you get from everybody. And even the kupat stock only gives him matan muetas. Even the kupat stock only gives him matan muetas. He says, Umestaber says the tour, Kidver Rambam. Shall call Odom Koi, the cave in Shumachsa in Echot Sorchlitin, Lo De Machsoro. The way he understood, the Torah understood the Rosh is not like I just said. The Torah understood the Rosh not like I said. And he said, no, I only chozer apsochem. I also have to exhaust everyone. I have to exhaust my budget on him. He's the first come, first serve. The next only chozer apsochem, go to the next guy. He says, no. That's such to say such a thing, which he thought maybe his father was saying, that makes no sense. If I know he's going around to 100 people, I don't have to give him everything, exhaust my stock of budget on him right away. The way the Torah understood the Rosh is, no, even only Achozor al-Apsochem, I have to give him everything that he needs if I'm the first person he knocks on the door. Okay, the Beis Yosef doesn't... What does the Beis Yosef say? Mashma dahig masnitin bekupai v'gam kach hu das harambam. He says he's interpreting the Rambam differently than the Torah does. Umil near the Matana Meruba, Yesh Machlokas by Rashi Vatos, the Rashi the Pirish Lotus Kikin and Lafil Parnosa. I'm the Rav Samadom, Ovid, and became Hainu Moatu Moatus. I know Yosem, you have to give him a meal. Tosus calls to Masik to Hadi, and this cock and woman are Cooper. Kadei Suda. No, you don't have exactly what a Matana Moatus. No. So, but we're talking about a mitzvah reshus to give beyond. Now, the question is beyond. So, first of all, just important to see what the different shittas in the chutzstock are. Then, giving beyond. Giving beyond whatever my chiyuv is, it's mitzvah reshus. Now let's take a look what the Rosh says, why, and here you'll see the Rosh and the Rashba both have a different who say Nishba L'Kayim, Nishba L'Vato does not apply to a mitzvah reshus. The Chora, the Ramban would disagree with that. Why? Ramban, when he interprets the Gemara in Nedarim, says what? Chefze Shemayim. There's no Balyachal Dvar on Chefze Shemayim. L'kayim, L'vatel, Esay, Los, Esay. They're out of the picture. L'chore, all mitzvahs are Chefze Shemayim. All mitzvahs, Rishus, Chol, the Chefze Shemayim. L'chore, off the top of one's head. On the other hand, if we take a look how the Rosh and the Rashba interpreted this halacha, the Gemara and the Dara, take a look at the Gemara, Daf Chesom and Aleph, Nishboim L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah, first in the Rashba. The Rashba says as follows. Tomash Pelon, Ruzei Navshe, Ava Pishen Shvuch Chol Al Mitzvah, Hischayiv Oleho Korban, Kedirashinim Ahatova Rashus, quotes our Mishnah. Mikom okom, ike mishum de kibul anedl is dares b'mitzvim, lo'osakein over mishum b'yachol. Ashur is chal, he says, is lahara lahetiv. Nishba l'kayim, there's b'yachol, but no chiyuv korban. No chiyuv korban whatsoever. Why? What's that? That's Haroah HaTova. No Chiyuv Korban. There's Bayachal. Clear against what the Ramban says, Chafzei Shemayim. The Lord Potter has some asking the Shuel and Mikorban. I will mishum by Yachalik, Inami. He says, I, the Ramban Hashem Shemaim. He says, no, it's not true. Okay. I'll get up in the morning to learn this perek, says the Rashba. It's Bal Yachal. I, Shen Shua Chol Al Shua. Ava Gavnin Dorm Cholom Al Dvar Mitzvah Kedvar Vashus. Hani Mili Bebitul Mitzvah Yitzvah Hevtz. Filu Tem Hani Mili Be Neder O Nishba Shal O Yolchol Davos. Al Kiyam Mitzvah Sesech Chol Mishum Zirus. Hani Rav Gidl Kamais. Aye, so what's the second Rav Gidl? To say that what? That it's the Vashus. And Mrs. Rishus, it's Chal. Because the Moria Rabbi Yonah, no, I mean, holy boy, put the Najik Krishman Perush, Afba Korban, Kavino, it's Chayvan a Korban. It's Lavahen, came into Rishus, who lift the Ratzma, but Krish Rishach was Vyarvis. He's not talking about Mixas Menaforishim, he's talking about He says, I don't have to learn this perek tomorrow. I can learn perek a different time. But if I do learn this perek, I have a mitzvah. Very, very clear. Black and white. So what is the Rashba saying? And the Rashba is saying, he completely, when he learns the sugya, of he doesn't work with Mechel Chatzai Shemayim Amufka. He learns, no. I can't be Nishba Levato. So, if it's a mitzvah chova, so there's no carbon. Well, it's not lava hen. It's not lava hen. So if I say, I will take a lulav leil's first day sukkahs, there's no carbon. Why is there no carbon? Because it's not lahor lehetiv. I can't say, I won't take a lulav first day sukkahs, right? No lahar lehet. So it's part of from a korban. He says, but doesn't mean. He says, but there's still bayachal. Okay. That's a very, very, he's very, very clear. If you take a look in the Rosh Bachus Yosef, in the Dharam, says the exact same thing. So, I understand those Rishonim very well. I understand the Ramban very well. Ramban L'chora would disagree with us. Chavtze Shemayim Apoto. A Mufka. No difference. A Mitzvah Chovet. Everything's Chavtze Shemayim. But the headache, the massive headache is the Ramban. Now, is David Ullman here? Okay. David Ullman came to me with a kasha, a fallen kasha. Nishba lechol chatzi zayis nevela. Take a shvua, I'll eat a chatzi zayis nevela. Rambam says the shvua is chal. It's not mufurish b'Torah. Nishba lachbo b'yatzmo. I take a shvua that I'm going to cut myself and make myself bleed, and because I'm a sick person, I want to suffer. Okay. Also lachbo b'yatzmo. Also lachbo. Let's say I took a shvua that I'm going to be chovel b'yatzmi. I took a shvua. Do you tell him to eat a chatzis zayis? You don't tell him to eat a chatzis zayis. When it comes to it, we talked about the Rambam. If you're gonna, if it's sure that he can't be mekayim, so David Ullman comes to me with a kasha. Wait a second. What are we going to be confronted with? We're going to be confronted with time comes, he has to eat the chatzis ayis. It comes to us bezan ashayla. What should I do? So normally, you have one avera contradict another avera. What do you tell a person? Shaval tais odef. So not it's no nit nakiyah, right? That would fit perfectly with what the Rambam says in Hilchas. In Sefer Mitzvahs, perfectly. So, it's not in the camp. Comes along, the Radvaz says something very difficult. What do you tell him? Eat the Chatzis Ayis. Eat the Chatzis Ayis. Wait a second. So we're learning a double thing here in the Rambam. A double thing. Now, let's say you have a dover beforish b'torah, a dover she'ena beforish b'torah. And they collide. Normally we say Shavuot Ha'Sodef. But if they're both on the same level, if they're different levels, the beforish b'torah wins, even b'kumvase. The Shach says no such thing. Makes no sense. Can't be such a thing. Shach says, can't be such a thing. Okay. Now, but let's look a little more carefully at the Rambam. Let's look a little more carefully at the Rambam. What the Rambam is talking about. Oh, David's over there. Okay, that was your question. I didn't see you. Usually sit over there. Okay, but you understand? No. David's question forces us to really confront the Rambam in a much more detailed manner. In a much more detailed manner. Okay, so let's read the Rambam in all of its different places. And drive ourselves a little crazy. Yeah, he didn't make life easy for us. Nishba l'kayim es hamitzvah. Lokiyam, potem ishuas bitu. I'll take a lulav. I'll sit in sukkah. And the like. Keitza, shiyas lulav, o sukkah, o shiyitin stokaloni. Shoelo. Ze potem ishum shuas bitu. Shen shuas bitu chol al dava rishus. Shen rotza osev, em lo rotza ein osev. Shenema lo hora o lehetiv. So if I take this very literally at this point of my life, before I go to the other places, the very shus, nothing, okay. The fikach kol nishba lahor la'achirim kagam potem mishuas bita. It's not the very shus. Shiyake ploni. I'll punch someone in the face. Kalena, give him a klo. Yigzom mamono. Im sunan biyaranis. Metzuva shelo la'asus. Now this Yiroyli is a very mystifying Yiroyli. It's going on the Sefer or even on the Resh? It's on the Sefer, why Yiroyli? It's Nishbal Vat. What? I'm going to take a Shvua, then I'm going to steal all your money. What's Yiroyli Shu Shvua Shav? Nishbal Vat is a mitzvah. The Torah says Lo Sigzol. What's this? So it's going on the Resh. The kaimas a mitzvah lokiyam potem ishuas bitur, and the kaimas a mitzvah is shav. How can that be? That can't be. Gemara says min nine shishbon the kaimas a mitzvah, and the Rambam quotes this in a bunch of different places. Mudol mishoval mitzvah latzos. Kidei lezaras es atzmi. Al bishom mushbol amir arsinai. Now the question is, a very big question. What happens if he takes a shvua? He's not going to be mizarism at all. Not going to be mizarism at all. When the Rambam quotes with the definition of shav, see how the Rambam quotes the definition? Shua shav nechakes, the Rambam achakos. Doesn't call Glakima Mitzvah. These are four types of Shavuos. Apparently, it's only going on safe. So Shavuot are Chalos. But according to the Rambam, there's no Chalos of Shavuos Bitui, but there is a Chalos of Bal Yachol. So therefore, Lachorich and Pishov. There's a Chalos. But the problem that bothers us in the Rambam is a very simple problem. He's talking about tzitzis. Shua that I will. So what does it mean? Shlo elbash. What does he say here? Perek Aleph Hilchos Shavuos. Vatel asamiz shelo yisatef betzitzus. I mean, I'm misatef in a beggar that I'm chayev in tzitzus. So here the Kesef Mishnah is very bothered. What's he saying? Here also, when he talks about kolel, I will not wear any begodim. So, what do you mean I won't wear it? Shelo yalu of beged, shona oshtai. Won't wear a beged a year or two. What do you mean won't wear, walk around naked? Probably, maybe even levato samitzah. I mean, you're not allowed to walk around naked. He'll cover himself. He'll have, won't be a beged. He'll cover himself with, what's that? With some sort of general cloth. I mean, he'll cover himself with a cloth, I mean, whatever. So says the Kesef Mishnah, he refuses to say that according to the Rambam, that Nishbalovatel Rishus is going to be shof. Not sure. Not Levatel. Nishba Levatel is Chal, according to the Kesef Mishnah. How to interpret the Rambam? It's a question. If Nishba Levatel is Shav, that would fit very well with the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay. It wouldn't fit, but that would force us into saying that the Radvaz is correct. The Shach says it doesn't make any sense, and the Radvaz doesn't make any sense. The Parshas in the Rambam is a whole different thing. Let's forget for a second what he says in Sefer Mitzvah. Rambam always talks a Shvuah is not Chal on a Shvuah. And something that's not Mufurish, but Torah, the Shvuah is not Chal. What is the Rambam telling? He says it 5-6 times. What's the Rambam telling us? Rambam says, 3,500 years ago, when I was in Har Sinai, I took a shvuah. What did I take a shvuah on? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and I say, I will follow the Torah. Okay. All I knew is what's written in the book. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu, says his first shir. Oh, there's much more here. It's a this, 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 it's a this. You said, Nasa v'nishma. First, you're going to do Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Nasa, including the Dibur Hashem. But there's no Shavuah. No Shavuah. So the only time you have something is when a Shavuah bumps into a Shavuah. Both L'Kayim and Levato. Go through a bunch of Rambams tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, blin at it with you. So if I take a Shavuah, and I take a Shavuah, I'm going to take a lulav, 3,500 years ago, I already took a shvuah, I'd take the wolf, so there's no point to the shvuah. If I take a shvuah, I won't take a lulav. I can't take a shvuah. I already took a shvuah. I will take a lulav. A shvuah can't contradict a shvuah or be makayim a shvuah. There's no point. Second shvuah just bumps into a already existing shvuah. Either lakayim or lavato. That's many places the Rambam talks about that. For instance, now that fits perfectly, even though it takes a little imagination, with the Rambam of Chatzishir and the like. So if we interpret the Rambam, it's talking about a shvuah against a shvuah. I never took a shvuah that I'm going to wear a beged with dalet kanfos and tzitzis on. I never took such a shvuah. What shvuah did I take? That when I wear a beged of dalet kanfos, then I'll put on tzitzis. That's the only shvuah. That's why the Kesef Mishnah says, don't say that the Rambam says that if I take a shvuah, I won't put on a beged of dalet kanfos. No, I'm not mechuyev to put on a beged of dalet kanfos. When I put on a beged of dalet kanfos, then I have a mitzvah. Rambam says so at the end of Hilchos Shvuah Tzitzis. So if you learn the whole Rambam as shua against shua, like he says in Perek Gimel Sandarev, he says it when he talks about Chatzi Shir, he says, because ain't a mushba al Chatzi Shir meharsi. It's not a shua bumping into a shua. So what happens? So let's say Basically, when he talks about hara hatova, the question is, okay, the shvuah bumps into a shvuah, it doesn't work. What does hara hatova tell you? Hara hatova tells you a very simple thing. Hara hatova says. So what happens in such a case when a shvuah bumps into a shvuah? What happens in such a case when a shvuah bumps into a shvuah? It's levato, it's a shov. If it's lakayim, so you only have balyachal. The only thing, now, this is how the Kesef Mishnah wanted to view it. The question we have, though, if we say this is the Rambam, how do we read the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos? Number one. And it's a very awkward thing. What he says, Shol Yilbash Beged. And this is where the Kesef Mishnah couldn't figure out what's he talking about? But given everything else the Rambam says, he's not willing to. How do I read in the words what I'd like to read in the words, and I can't read it, fit it into the words, and what am I supposed to do here? I was missed it because if you look at the whole context of what he talks all the time, it's shua against shua. And I never took a shua that I take a lulav with an eged. I took a shua, I'll take lulav. Knowing if I take it with an eged, I have an extra mitzvah. So okay, we'll leave it as Tzorach Iyun and Mirz Hashem. We'll see if we can come up with all these intelligent young Jewish men. Well, Thursday night, we'll find a solution. So Mirz Hashem Bli Neder tomorrow. But this is where it fits. Two things. There are two problems. What do we do? The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. David Ullman had a solution to that, right, Reb David? We'll see. Tomorrow I'll mention his kasha. We'll see what he did with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. It either works or doesn't work. But what do we do with tzitzis? And what do we do with Asiyah Sukkah? Now, Mirz Hashem Bli Neder tomorrow.